What's up, everybody? That's too loud. It's way too fucking loud. Welcome back to another Talking with Cannabis. Today we have a very special episode. The cleanup crew is sniffing.
He has something to say. Okay.
All right. Well, that was a message from our sponsor. Today we're going to be talking about a new film called... What the fuck is this called? Winnie the Pooh. Good. Blood and Honey. So, transformed into a feral and bloodthirsty, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet terrorize Christopher Robin and a group of young women at a remote house.
It was an Airbnb.
Sounds like a good premise for a movie.
Oh, shit. Okay, right, well, leaving. Our dog just left. He was hanging out, and it was really cute, because, like, he was kind of, like, in the, like, podcast circle, and it was like, oh, but he left.
Okay, well...
Hold on, I need water.
It sounds like a good premise for a movie, but... Sorry. We were excited to see it, but... I didn't really fucking like it.
It sucked.
I mean, I guess it's not a shocker to most folks. Most people already expected it to suck.
It sucked really bad.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
I give that like a zero. It was the worst movie I've ever seen, and I've seen some pretty shitty movies.
Not gonna lie, it was like, yeah, one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's got a 2.9 out of 10 on IMDb and a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me explain why it was bad. Pull up my chair for this. I don't know, bro. I just didn't like it. Okay, yeah, the Pooh looks weird, but it obviously looks like a fucking rubber mask, and it's really strange. He's just eating the humans, because apparently Christopher Robin left them to starve, and that led them to be feral and to eat each other and eat whatever they could find. Humans, animals, whatever. That's stupid. I'm sorry.
It is very stupid because he ate honey and he had honey this entire time.
Right, which is all Winnie the Pooh ate.
Right.
So the blood and the honey, like, yeah, that was kind of nasty. I don't know what the fuck you were going for.
It's just stupid overall. Like, obviously the person didn't watch Winnie the Pooh growing up. Otherwise they would know that bear ate nothing but fucking honey. If they had honey that entire fucking time...
He wouldn't have
ate anyone. Now, everyone else might have tried to eat him because his fat ass was eating all the honey. But, shit, that might have been a more interesting story.
They made him just like some junky ass murderers. Right, like poor ass motherfuckers. Like, they have a car. They have like an old sports car.
No, that wasn't their car.
No,
that was the friend's car, but they knew how to drive, which was kind of odd, but then it was like they were like a stuffed animal or something, but then like they're like human-sized, which was also weird, and hold on, I'm getting to the point. And what I meant by trailer park was that they were on this like campground sort of thing where they have like the like trailer-type cabin set up. And we passed up a campsite like that on the way to Fort Bragg that one time. Remember? It was like off to the side in this like forested area. But it had lights and everything. But like, yeah, basically you rent out like a trailer. You know? Yeah. It's almost like glamping, but not as expensive probably. Because you're still getting like plumbing and everything. But it's... not like a full-sized like cabin or house. So yeah, they, not they, because Piglet was living in one of the trailers.
That's what I'm saying. Remember it that? Was like they only could include two characters, oh, Pooh sorry, and Piglet. Like your budget was small. Well, and then on top of that,
they ate everyone
you copied
else.
You copied like every fucking horror movie you've ever seen.
Yeah, a lot of the you kills just, were you know probably when, done before.
When you got a murderous anything. You know what I'm saying? You are trying to be creative with those kills.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's hard to create anything we haven't seen already.
Right, especially with the Saw franchise, because they took it there. So then by the time you get to this generation, it's kind of washed out. Right?
Very washed up kills. I mean, the cast... You...
Bad acting. No offense to the actors, but just the acting was not great.
I believe it's the environment. It's kind of a silly concept. Well, it's low budget,
bro, you know?
It's a silly concept for a horror movie.
Right, right.
Like, I don't expect anyone to take this shit seriously. Like, I guess it was able to build suspense. That was good. But the storyline itself, the writing, the acting, and overall the kills, it just, no. No. It's not like you've definitely seen all of this shit before, all the movie cliches, horror movie cliches. Nothing special about this movie, sorry.
0 out of 10.
Come on. Come on.
I'm out of here.
I'm taking off. I felt like a personal attack.
Well...
No,
you know, you know what they say, guys.
But it's just really, it was just really bad, bro.
You guys go check it out. It's out there on
Peacock. At your own risk.
At your own risk. If you like, yeah. I'm sorry. We thought we'd give it a chance because we remember, you know, all the little Winnie the Pooh stuff.
See, and I thought I was harsh about Evil Dead Rise, but this was just like absolutely trash. This movie that we were discussing today. Trash.
Pretty darn
boring. Cliche. And also not cliche. But just overall bad. I give it a 0. What do you give it?
I'll give it a 2.
I give it a thumbs down. What do you give it?
Definitely thumbs down, bro.
All right.
Do better next time. And I'm not sure if this is a rumor or if I heard this from you or someone else. And I think they said they were doing a second one.
They are.
So hopefully.
And we will not be talking about that line. Hopefully that would just leave. I'm not going to give myself that much wasting.
Hopefully that's just leaving room for improvement. All right.
No waste of time. Bye.
Stay spooky.